Nearly 9,000 nurses at three New York City hospitals are planning to strike later on Monday. They say they're fighting for proper staffing levels, fair wages and patient safety. One of those nurses has been speaking to Al Jazeera about the crisis.
My name is Michelle Gonzalez. I am a registered nurse and I work in Montefiore Medical Center's Moses Medical ICU. We have been negotiating with our hospital and trying to raise the issues that both our nurses and our patients are complaining of for the last 3 months. We can no longer sustain what's happening in healthcare. So some of the conditions that we as nurses and healthcare workers have been facing is a lack of staff. That's not just nurses. We're losing respiratory therapists. We're losing attendings in our hospital. People are trying to find better working conditions where they don't feel like they're going to be as abused. At any given time, there are 30 to 40 hallway patients in Montefiore Medical Center. When we have too many patients, things get pushed off and missed, and we can't continue to work like this. These patients don't have a room. They don't have access to oxygen. They don't have access to suction. These are life-saving equipments, and we've been trying so hard to tell the hospital to make changes. We don't want to do this, but we feel like we have no other options.